Brisbane held their 54th annual Queen's Ball this weekend. It's one of the longest-running LGBTI events in the world. The event is not only glittering and glamorous, but it's where the presentation of awards for outstanding achievements in the LGBTIQ community are handed out. One of the winners this year is an organisation called Wendy Bird. They won the Community Social Group of the Year award. The group is about working together to create safer spaces and supporting people of diverse genders, relationships and sexualities and their allies to find meaningful connections. Lana Wolf spoke to co-founder of Wendy Bird, Sally Morris, about the importance of their group.
We're wanting to create a different space for LGBTI people in the community, a place where people can feel like they can connect and where they can feel like they belong and where they feel safe. And we sort of felt like that was a bit missing from the community space here in Brisbane. From there, we've been sort of creating a bit of a formula that really is about facilitating more positive connections between individuals. And we certainly value the role that connection and belonging plays in a protective factor for our mental well-being. And lots of LGBTI people have quite poor mental health but often can find connection belonging quite difficult to find as well. So the idea was actually better creating a community space where people can come and feel welcome and supported.
There is often a difference between the intention of an inclusive organisation and how people are welcomed when participating. I asked a Wendy Bird community member, Evie Ryder, who's a local Brisbane trans activist, how she felt about participating in Wendy Bird.
What I like about Wendy Bird the most is its really strong principles and values around inclusivity and making people feel inclusive and welcome when they first arrive, and just being really open and a friendly space to be in.
Do they make you feel included?
I've always felt like Wendy Bird's gone out of its way to sort of to really connect as a broader as possible a community. So really inclusive language, really supportive environments, and welcoming everyone, including transgender people, families, people of all different sexualities and genders. Very, very supportive environment.
I asked Sally Morris what she thought draws people to become Wendy Bird community members.
In Brisbane especially, there is quite a void in what's available for LGBTI people. It can be quite difficult to find community beyond that. So if you're not interested in drinking or using drugs, or you find those places difficult to connect in, or maybe you have identity more broadly than men and women, or maybe you want to connect with people more broadly than men and women, there really aren't that many opportunities. They're out there, but they're really hard to find. They're quite small, they're unfunded, they come and go, they're really irregular. So it can be really difficult to locate them. And I think that's sort of where we really saw that gap.
There is a difference between being in the same place as people you have commonalities with and connecting and engaging with people in your community. Evie Ryder explains what this difference means for her.
It feels really, really amazing to connect with people in a space that isn't around, particularly drugs or alcohol, isn't around a particular identity as such, but more about space that you can that engages and facilitates connecting with other people. I feel like the ability to sort of and the focus on really connecting and socializing and feeling welcomed by everybody that's there really helps sort of that bonding and building that social connection, which is like the glue to sort of like developing community.
Community means different things to different people, and Wendy Bird co-founder Sally Morris shares what the values of the Wendy Bird community are.
Many of us tend to think that community is something that exists external from us and that we can walk in and out of it and access it when we need it. When actually, by focusing on the value of participation, we're actually looking at community as an active space. That community is something that you actually create when you engage with other people. So this is actually about that we need to be active participants in our community. It's not something you can just passively come along and enjoy and come and go. So it's about being active. Another one of our core values, which I really think is quite crucial, is around authenticity. And this is actually where we really value people being themselves and being their true selves. And this is a space for them to be themselves, no matter what that is, no matter how they present, what name they use, what pronouns you use, what labels you use to identify yourself, you know, what your sexuality is, what your gender is. It doesn't actually, that's not why you're connecting, is that we all have value and we all deserve to be able to connect in the way that we've been true to ourselves. So having this space where we're inviting people to be authentic.
Lana Wolf with that report about Wendy Bird, the community group who just won the Community Social Group of the Year Award at this year's annual Queen's Ball in Brisbane on the weekend.